Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, September 10, 2023, 24 hours before the anniversary of 9/11. And I look back at 9/11 and I look back at some of the many, many lessons. You know, I'll never forget, you know, it's that epic event where we all remember where we were. I was in the Mitchell Courthouse, part of the Circuit Court for Baltimore City, and I was in the midst of a murder trial. And I remember between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m., I was in the hallway on the fourth floor in the courthouse, and somehow I ended up in my judge's chambers. The case was being tried before the Honorable Judge Alan Swaight, and I ended up in his chambers, you know, where his secretary's office was, his judicial assistant's office, and Judge Swaight, his judicial assistant, myself, and I believe the prosecutor, we were all staring at this little black and white TV that the secretary had on her desk. And we all watched the towers come down. I hate this word that I'm about to use, but I'm going to use it. It was surreal. And that was then. One of the things I will always remember is President Bush. He didn't call anybody any names. He didn't start challenging the military. He didn't attack Democrats. What President Bush did was he garnered blacks, whites, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, Jewish Americans. He got everybody together and said, we are all Americans, and that's the only thing that counts. And we are going to stand together and respond to this crisis. And that's what we all did. And we backed the president, because that's what you normally do when your leader backs you. Fast forward. And see, that's one of the many lessons of 9/11 is the pulling together, the human bond. It should get stronger in crisis, not weaker. But fast forward to COVID-19. What the hell happened? Well, there was this clown in the White House who absolutely positively did not have a clue. Let me say that again. The clown had no clue. He fought with the medical experts. And this was a medical crisis, a global medical crisis. But he fought with medical experts on live television. He fought with his political enemies. He fought with other world leaders because he is a clown. The crisis of COVID should have brought the human family closer together, but for one clown who banks on division, I look around me every day and, you know, COVID is starting to reemerge, and that psychological and emotional scar, because COVID-19, that pandemic was not like 9/11. It wasn't like World War I or World War II or the Civil War or the Great Depression. And think about those crises that I just mentioned. The country came together. I mean, you know, ultimately after the Civil War, the country came together under Lincoln's leadership. Then we had FDR's leadership during the Great Depression, which was horrific. And don't forget Pearl Harbor. And see, the one difference between all of the crises, 9/11 unfolded on live TV. COVID-19 was global. It was a global crisis. China, Russia, the United States, Canada, Australia, Israel, Mexico, Brazil, Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Sweden. We all should have come together under one mantle, because we were all dealing with a common foe. But it didn't turn out that way, because we had a clown in the White House and he has a disease, and his disease has become the latest pandemic. His disease infects us all. And it is so, so heartbreaking, because human beings have tremendous potential. Tremendous potential. And it's usually born out when we work together. You know, I always loved the Ravens, because of the team concept. You never see the defense for the Ravens calling out the offense of the Ravens. You never see the offense of the Ravens calling out special teams. It's always the team. And when you see these post-game press conferences, particularly after losses, it's always, well, we all went in to fight together and we did our best, but we all lost. They never, ever blame. They never, ever point fingers. They never, ever say, well, you know, it was his fault. And I remember the same theme in my family growing up with my mother and father and my four sisters. We were a team. But the point here is we lost something with that presidential election in 2016. And I pray to God it's not lost for good, but I don't know. I don't know. People have got to do better at working together. And maybe this lesson, we can live it throughout the football season that's starting today. Justice for everybody.